Stress is actually stopping you from losing body fat and getting healthy. Stress is killing everybody. And the thing is, here in America, I feel like more people are stressed out here in America just with your guys' jobs, just how much you guys are working, how much you guys are stressed out about money, the kids, the family, the spouses. So, stress, it affects your cortisol. Cortisol levels. Cortisol, high cortisol levels, it can actually, it's like adrenaline, produces your body to release glucose, which is then going to bring your blood sugars up and then produce insulin. So if you're constantly high blood sugars, high cortisol levels, you're going to have insulin present in the body. And remember, when you have insulin present in the body, at that point, until you bring those blood sugars back down, you're not burning body fat anymore. And when you're super high stress, it could be from adrenaline. It could be just from almost getting into a car accident. You're going to have higher cortisol levels, and that will release the stress. That'll release the cortisol, high cortisol levels. Or you have a high stress job for cops, nurses, doctors, stuff like that. Or you're in an abusive relationship or anything like that, chronic stress, will absolutely kill you and it will hinder your weight loss. And what's crazy is majority of the time when people are super high stress, that's why people have the midsection fat. That's where they're going to hold and produce the most, and that's where the fat's going to be stored. And it's so important to be able to control the hormones. Cortisol level, it's a hormone. Cortisol is a hormone. So if you're able to keep your hormones in check and keep your cortisol levels leveled instead of super high or super low, people can even have super low cortisol levels as well. But I found it very interesting that it does correlate with it. People who have high stress jobs, it's very tough to lose body fat while being super stressed out. And the thing is, like I was saying, here in America, I feel like more people are stressed here in America than other countries and stuff. Especially for everybody who's working. Y'all don't eat. High stress jobs, stress about money. So many people are stressed out about money. People are so tight with money, and it will absolutely kill you with that stress. And I have it to myself. Having a business, owning Fullerton Nutrition, there's months, there's weeks, I'll be super stressed out if there's a problem with manufacturing, if there's a problem with shipping delays or anything like that. It'll kill me. And what's crazy is, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this for yourself. I will not change my nutrition. I will not change what I'm eating. I won't change my workout program. And within a week of being super high stress, my body changes. I'm softer. And it's from the stress. Because like I said, when you have high cortisol levels, it will actually, you will release glucose from the liver. Then your blood sugars are going to go up. And then your insulin is up. And it's a tall tale. That's the biggest sign to me. It's like stress is killing everybody. So for everybody out there, if you're super stressed out and you're not losing body fat and you're eating right, you're working out, you're doing everything you're doing, you're doing the free step-by-step plan that you guys can get on the website. You guys are taking in the right amount of calories from the website. So if you guys don't know what your calorie goal is, if you guys aren't tracking calories and you're trying to lose body fat, y'all got to make sure you're taking in the right amount of calories. So if you don't know what your calorie goal is, make sure you go use the free calorie calculator. Just go to fullertonnutrition.com. But if you're doing all of it, but you're super stressed out and you have a hard time controlling the stress, stress could actually make you not get the results you want. I know it's crazy. You could still be taking in the right amount of calories. You could still be eating the foods as you should be eating. You are working out. But your stress levels are through the roof. Your cortisol levels are through the roof. Your body's not going to change the way that you want it to. There's so many different things that cortisol will affect. And I just find it the most interesting one of releasing glucose. We're already trying to keep blood sugars level. Because remember, we keep blood sugars level, we're going to burn more body fat throughout the day than if we're constantly spiking our blood sugars, constantly producing insulin. And it will actually slow down your metabolism too with high cortisol levels. There's so many different things. With blood pressure as well, high stress, heart attacks, cardiovascular system. So the ways to combat the stress, how I do it for myself is taking walks with my puppy every night. That has been the best thing for me is taking the walks with my puppy, if I can't go on a vacation, or if I can't go scuba diving, or there's no snow on the mountain, those two things alone, scuba diving, in the water, swimming with the fish, I'm at ease. I am no stress, feel amazing. My mind is absolutely blank, just floating around in the ocean, or snowboarding, being on that mountain, flying through the trees, flying down that mountain, just breathing in that fresh, crisp, cold air. Those two things alone, I know, are my favorite. But if you're not able to do those things that you love, like if it's not snowing and it's 120,000 degrees here in Arizona, the walk will do it. Working out for some people can, but even working out will raise cortisol levels. So that's why people who have Hashimoto's or hormone imbalances, I would not do high intensity interval training. I would do more steady state cardio or just normal lifting weights. So with clients with PCOS and Hashimoto's, I never have them do high intensity interval training. We just do steady state cardio, lift weights, and keep that nutrition on point. That's the game changer for it. Because like I said, if you lift super heavy or you do high intensity interval training, you're doing sprints, you're going heavy on squats, that will raise blood sugars. It's the adrenaline, it's the cortisol. I'm not telling you not to lift heavy. That's not what I'm saying, ladies and gents, but I'm just explaining that high stress situations will raise cortisol levels. But working out can also bring down stress too. So it just depends. And I feel as if working out, it could black you out from life. The same thing with taking my dog out, taking Oakley out on a walk, walking with your family, going out, doing something, just chill, or even do it by yourself. It's okay to go do some of those things by yourself, ladies and gents. Whatever you can do, whatever works for you, not everyone is going to have the same way of doing it. Working out does not do it for me. Working out does not relieve any stress. Honestly, when I had my own gym, I didn't even work out at my own gym. I went to a different gym because I'm stressed out about different things, different clients and stuff like that. So working out, it doesn't do it for me. But so many people, it does work for them. But my go-to every single day, just taking Oakley out on a long walk. That is the best way for me to combat the stress or whatnot. And stress is always going to be there. And another one thing that I really focus on, every year I try to focus on something. So 2 years ago, I focused on don't stress out about the things you can't control. There's no point in stressing about it because it's not, you can't control it. So what's the point of stressing on it? That was a major thing that I focused on, and it changed tremendously for me. Of course, there's always times I'm like, oh my gosh, why did the manufacturer do this? Why is this person doing that? Why did UPS start doing this? I can't control it, but it will stress me out for a little bit. Then I finally realized I can't control it. There's no reason to be upset. So find different ways to combat the stress for you. Find different ways for it and start to see how your body starts changing once you decompress. High cortisol levels will affect your sleep too. Sleep so important, not just for hormones, but for weight loss. People talk about calories in versus calories out. That's all some of these trainers and nutritionists, dietitians, and doctors talk about. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. Hormones do play a major factor in the body. Cortisol affects so many systems in your body as well. So if we can control our stress, we can control our cortisol levels, we are then going to help benefit our body even more so the body starts to function correctly. And once we start doing that, it's one more building block to the full picture of losing body fat, getting healthy, and having the body that we want to have, having more energy, loving what we see in the mirror, fitting in those skinny jeans that have been lost in the closet for years. Once you start taking in those right amount of calories, you start eating real food. Even eating different types of food can affect your hormones. Taking in all these carbs and sugars, your insulin's going to go through the roof. Insulin is a hormone. So make sure you guys are taking in the right amount of calories. Remember, if you are struggling with weight loss or you have a friend, a coworker struggling with weight loss, share this with them. I do live one-on-one calls every single night, 7 p.m. Arizona time. If you're struggling with weight loss, my goal is to make this so you're not struggling anymore. So share this out, guys. Have an amazing freaking day.